Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
This is Jen and Lottie Do Parenting, where we take you into our world trying to figure out the ins and outs, the ups and downs of life as a parent.
If you're new to the pod, make sure you pop back to season one, episode one, the beginning, because I might put a bit more context on things for you around here.
Today, Jen, we're going to chat about the usual triumphs and failures.
We're also going to talk about family traditions because apparently Morgan Freeman has a whopper one and you're going to tell me all about it.
Oh, actually, don't forget about pen pals. I want to take a trip down memory lane way back when we had pen pals.
Oh yeah, remember them. Okay, this is Jen and Lottie Do Parenting.
Please note, Jen and Lottie do not claim to be experts.
Excuse me? I have a beautiful boy. I am an expert.
Well, I haven't a clue what I'm doing. I'm pretty sure we're all just winging it. Should we get to it?
Let's do it.
It's happened. What? I finally got rid of my housemates.
Oh! So happy for you. I'm happy because this has been a rough time.
Because I can look back at the year and count the weekends that my house has been free of guests. Are they even housemates, house guests, house visitors?
Apartment dwellers?
The visitors have left. And it is, I love all my friends and family, but holy moly, they will not leave us alone. Couple of reasons this is happening. Mm-hmm, okay. Mm-hmm. Reason number one. I made a schoolboy error by having an ensuite in the guest bathroom. So if people know they can do their business without any kids knocking on the door or anybody barging in or whatever, and they're way in their own private little place, they're going to come back.
Okay.
Going to come back. Second mistake, okay? We have revealed Lauk and Cook, okay? So they know they're always going to get a good decent meal in my house.
Rookie move.
Another reason why they keep coming back is I will drink wine at any time during the day, at any point during the week. So when they come over on a Tuesday and they're all holiday mode, and I'm like, I'm up at 7 for work tomorrow. And they're like, do you want a glass of wine? Because like, we're on a holiday. I'm like, yeah!
Another reason to add to your list: you don't know how to say no.
This is very true.
And this is my problem, because I feel like almost on a weekly basis this year, on a Friday, when I come into you and work and I'll be like, oh, what are you up to for the weekend? Any plans with the kids? Any plans with Lau? And you'll say,
the visitors.
The visitors, Lottie. The visitors are. And I say to you, Jennifer, you need to learn to say no.
I can't.
I've never had visitors.
That's because...
They know I'm going to say no.
That's not true. Do you know what it is? Well, I lived abroad for 5 years. Lau is from the UK.
Yeah.
Grew up in the UK. We family in Italy. My sisters and brothers live in the States. So it's their fault for moving away because they need somewhere to stay.
To send them to a hotel.
Now, that doesn't make any sense. It's my brothers and sisters in the States. It's their fault for moving away. It's my
You've
fault
lost
for
me.
Emigrating.
You've lost me.
Anyway, I don't care whose fault it is, but...
They're gone!
They're gone! Because we had my sister and her kids on Monday, my friend and her baby on Tuesday, and on Wednesday and Thursday and Friday, we had Phil, and on Saturday it started all over again with different people.
Yeah.
So they're gone.
From now till the end of the year... Are you going to say no?
No, I have my friend Maria coming next week.
Okay.
And
okay.
Yeah, so I can't say no.
Never ending.
It's never ending. I just have one of those houses. But it is nice to have a little break.
I have a triumph. Wolf finally got his first haircut.
That's not a triumph.
Is it not? I thought that was very big of me.
Well, I thought his hair was a thing.
Oh, his hair is a thing.
It's going to keep being a thing.
It is a thing.
Well, not if you're chopping it off.
No, I didn't chop, Jen. I gently trimmed.
You?
No, I had a hairdresser come to my home.
Okay, so you didn't take him into the hairdressers?
No, because I was afraid he was going to get freaked out.
But you know, you can go to those kid salons. They put them in little airplanes and stuff.
So I saw one of these places.
Yeah.
And it had a little airplane, little cars, thinking, Jesus, he'd love that. And then I saw them cutting the hair in this place in particular. And I just thought, no, they're too snap happy. I need someone who's going to indulge me and understand when I say take a snippet of the child's hair that it's a snippet. So I went out.
Okay.
I have my little jar. It's a little silver jar and it says my first curl. So as I could get the first curl snipped, put it into the jar, I took a picture of the moment. I was crying.
Oh God.
And my friend who was a hairdresser came over to my apartment. We cut his hair and he's magnificent.
Does he look like 16 now?
He really did.
We looked so much older.
And even though it's only the smallest bit of hair, like we left everything on top, we just took the stuff that had come all the way down his neck. And I looked at him and I thought, when did you turn 35?
I was like, oh, you look so much older. Who are you?
I know. It's crazy. It's crazy. But I'm proud of myself. I crossed that bridge and yeah, I'm delighted.
I'm proud of you. Thank you. For any dentist, hairdresser, GP, nurse, doctor, babysitter that comes into your life because
me,
you're quite pedantic and you're quite, you know, not regimented, but you like things a certain way when it comes to Wolf, especially. So I would say, stop looking at me like that.
Well, how are you going to dig yourself? How are you getting yourself out of this hole?
I'm not. I'm just going to be completely honest because I'm tired and I don't care. I think you would be quite tricky to keep happy. Like, well, you're not easy breezy.
I am.
You're not easy breezy.
Am I not?
No. No.
Am I really not?
You're
I
not
think
easy
I'm
breezy.
Fairly laid back and chill.
No, you're not easy breezy, but that's okay because you want what's best for your son and for you and
but
you're
I just
adamant
said,
about it.
Can I just have an inch and a half off the back, a tiny bit off the sides, don't touch the top, and the three curls that come down in front of his forehead, leave them alone.
Mm-hmm. And then did you say after that, and if you make a mistake, I'm going to stab you in the face?
I might have.
See, I knew it.
But she got me. She understood. Well, she got it. She indulged me. It was fine.
I'm glad you have people in your life that understand you.
Like
that's,
you.
That's very important. Failures.
Failures, talk to me.
In the car.
Yeah.
I was with the young fella and he started singing. He's a beautiful little voice. I might be biased, but he has a lovely little singing voice.
Okay.
And he comes out with, I'm going to sing again on the podcast for the second time.
Go on.
You're welcome. He starts singing a song that is obviously on his dad's playlist. And he started going, come my lady, come, come my lady. You're my butterfly, sugar baby. I was like, what?
Lau has such good taste in music.
Come my baby. I was like, please stop. Old MacDonald had a farm.
You can't tell him to stop because then he'll say why and you'll have to explain.
Well, there was a big why when we were in the playground in Baldoyle and I'm swinging them on the swing and the two of them on the massive swing, you know, the big circular thing and they're going flying in the air. You know, the big circular
the
thing.
Tire.
It goes way up. No, not the tire. They both sit in it together. And gravity
the netty thing.
The net swing. And they sit in it together and I was pushing. They're going so far up, right? And they were going, I believe I can fly.
What's wrong with that?
I believe. Oh. I was like, please don't sing that song.
Okay.
And Florence is like, why? I'm like, because that guy's a bad guy.
Did you say that?
I did. She goes, what did he do? And I said, I'll tell you when you're older, but I don't want, please don't sing that song.
Oh.
Because when they sing, they don't, like, they sing from the top of their voices.
Yeah.
And with conviction. And when they're into it, and they're in a playground and the swing is going, they're like, they're going for it.
But you do realise now that you've told her not to sing it, all she's going to want to do with her friends is sing that song.
I know.
I think we grew up with some of the best music, but some of it was a little X-rated, would that be fair to say? And we just didn't realise.
Like what?
Well, I mean, I think I definitely sang inappropriate lyrics. For example, Okay, Lady Gaga is one of them. Love Game, one of my favourite songs.
Okay, give us a lyric from that.
I want to take a ride on your disco stick.
There's nothing wrong with that.
Well, when you're 10 and you're all singing it, I think, you know, there would be an objection. Maroon 5. Okay, Maroon 5 have a song called This Love. And there's a line in it that says, I tried my best to feed her appetite, keep her coming every night.
Nothing wrong with that. I think that's perfectly acceptable.
Okay, picture Florence and Enzo on the swing in the park singing Justin Timberlake, Sexy Back.
Go on,
and this is what they're doing. Dirty babe, you see these shackles. Baby, I'm your slave. I'll let you whip me if I misbehave.
Yeah, that's problematic.
That's problematic. That's problematic. Wait, can I do another one? Can I do another one?
Okay, this is so much fun.
Okay, Candy Shop by 50 Cent.
Ah, well, yeah. I mean, you know. You know that's going to have lyrics. That is going to be, you know.
But you think immediately, you think, take you to the candy shop.
Sweeties.
And then he says, after you work up a sweat, you can play with the stick. I'm trying to explain, baby, the best way I can. I'll melt in your mouth, girl, not in your hand.
That is beautiful. That is so romantic.
I used to sing that song
in the car
passionately. I think I was cool because I was rapping.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
We hadn't a clue. Isn't ignorance bliss?
Ignorance is bliss.
It is so good.
Even like the ones that weren't so hidden, like Britney Spears, If You See Gamey. That one, I remember, even I was a bit like when you'd hear kids going around singing, you know, Sticks and Stones Might Break My Bones. That one, Rihanna, But Chains and Whips Excite Me.
Oh.
S&M.
Yes. Yes. But like, S&M, it's Rihanna. It's her thing.
Ah, come on,
Jen. It's her thing.
Come on. That's, I know. I think when you picture your own kids singing it, it's different. It is. I used to never care about song lyrics. Until recently, I find myself going, Jesus, did you hear the new Kylie Minogue song? It's a bit raunchy,
isn't it?
But
they don't even think about it. So I was in the car going to school with Florence, right?
Yeah.
And she's going, oh yeah, I've been drinking all night. Rita Ora and someone else is like, you've been drinking all night. Woke up in the morning, knickers on the floor, and I want a drink. And the DJ was going, and drinking all night. I was like, yes, this is problematic. But they don't realise it. They don't know what they're saying.
Yeah, I know.
And should we point it out to them?
Well, you did with R. Kelly.
I did. Well, I just have an issue with him. Plus, it's a terrible song. You know what I mean?
Or Missy Elliott, Go Downtown and Eat It Like a Vulture.
You're filthy tonight.
That's not me. Or, sorry, do you remember Jordan Knight?
Yes.
And he's in the fairground.
Yes.
And he would sing, it was Give It To You by Jordan Knight. It was in the beginning of the Britney Christina Aguilera era, like peak 90s. Anyone can make you sweat, but I can keep you wet. And I'd be in my front room with my parents and my grandparents saying, we're going to put on a dance show. And then you'd be going, anyone can make you sweat, do-do-do-do, but I can keep you wet.
Yeah.
They'd just be there going, mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
They never said anything. Don't say anything. That's my mistake.
You've made the mistake. That's your failure. Let's rewind Jen's failure this week.
No, we're still on my failure because I'm talking about Enzo.
Oh, yeah. We're then
singing
part
inappropriate songs, but that's not the failure. The failure is me.
So what's the failure? Oh, yeah.
Bringing it up.
Don't bring it up. Don't bring it up, man.
Because they haven't a clue what
they're talking
about.
Don't bring it up.
Love sticks that can be glow sticks.
I could keep going with some.
Go on, give us another.
Okay, one more. Snoop and Pharrell, Drop It Like It's Hot.
Yeah.
Eligible bachelor, $1 million boat that's wider than what's spilling down your throat. That's what they say. That's what they say. I didn't come up with that.
No, I get that. I do.
Yeah, I know. Like, I just want to really be clear.
No, we're very clear. You did not come up with that.
Anyway, sorry. I'm such a child.
Okay, so I think we've all learned a lesson here.
Yeah,
play definitely. The bloody songs, but don't tell them
don't
why
comment.
They shouldn't be singing.
My failure this week. This is terrible. My little brother, Elliot, who is my favourite.
Yeah, he's said that a few times. Why is he your favourite?
He's lovely. He's just a gentleman.
Does he babysit?
He is the most wonderful uncle.
Is he?
And he's just a lovely chap. And he's got a great stable job. He doesn't give my mother any worry. You know, he's a real job. He's got like a pension. Wow. You know, all these cool grown-up things.
And he's moving away?
He's moving away.
He's moving away from you.
So Bonnie is off travelling, mm-hmm. has been for like a year. And yeah. now Elliot is in the position that so many people in the country are in, where he's like, housing's just too expensive. So him and his girlfriend said, listen, we're going to go travelling for a while and we're probably going to just have to finish up somewhere like Dubai and work.
See how it goes, yeah.
See how it goes, okay, see how it goes. Enough. So I have tried everything to quash his dreams.
Well done, Lottie.
It didn't go well. And
that's a real big sister thing to do.
And
show your support by telling him not to go. Oh, he went.
He's gone. He went last weekend and I'm utterly devastated. I bawled. My mum had this little going away thing from last weekend. And when I was leaving and giving him a hug, I couldn't even look at him as I walked out the door crying. And I could hear him going, you okay? And I was like, just kept walking down the corridor. I couldn't even look back. I was like, yeah, no, I'm cool. Love you. Bye. See you later. I just couldn't handle it. And in the midst of the emotion, I forgot it was his birthday. So it was his birthday. I had no present. Can't even remember if I wished him happy birthday. Don't think I did.
So you're mean and scabby.
Yes.
Ooh.
So let's hark back to what were you calling me earlier, that I'm not easygoing?
You're not easy breezy.
That was kind of easy breezy.
You're pedantic and you're...
Okay, let's not say too many things because we still have the rest of the episode to get through together.
Bit of an asshole sister.
Okay.
And now a scabby sister. There's nothing worse than a scabby sister. Do you know what I mean?
What's a scabby sister? Like not getting the present at all?
Well, you're the eldest, so you should know better.
He's the one with the good job.
That's very true.
Yeah.
That's very true.
Thank you. Thank you.
You have something to tell me about family traditions and Morgan Freeman that you're banging on about. Go on.
So I saw this and I thought to myself, that's a clever man. That is a clever man. So Morgan Freeman has this old sailor's tradition that was passed on to him by his parents. So it's an old family tradition. Basically, he wears earrings that are worth enough to pay for a coffin in case he dies in a strange place. So if Morgan Freeman passes away somewhere where he doesn't know anybody or...
But people are going to go... There's Morgan Freeman dead on the floor.
Well, like, if they're in a strange Morgan place, Freeman. Maybe they're not watching.
In a strange
telly.
Place, in a different language, they'll be going, that's your man.
Or they'll just nick
from the
earrings.
Shawshank. Was he in the Shawshank?
He was.
That's the actor from the show. There's not, that doesn't.
And I don't think it's called The Shawshank.
What's it called?
Shawshank Redemption.
I'm pretty sure it's The Shawshank.
No, it's not.
Lottie, I'm not going to get into an argument.
Colin.
Shawshank.
Put up the picture of the poster. It's Shawshank Redemption.
The Shawshank Redemption.
It's not. There's no the.
Whatever, Lottie.
Anyway, listen.
You mean asshole of a sister?
Family traditions.
Yeah.
Okay. I think that, well, that's a pretty strange one. Do you have traditions? Do you have traditions that were passed on from your parents or ones that you and Leigh just created that you want your kids to have? Because I think they're really important.
Do you? Do you think his one is important with the earrings?
I think any tradition is important. I think anything that...
That's not a tradition. That's an insurance.
Well, that's clever.
Yeah, I suppose so. Does he get his kids to do it?
I don't know, but sure.
Surely that's a tradition. Traditions are funny. I don't remember any traditions when I was growing up in my house. But one thing you could be guaranteed when we all got together was a good row.
Oh.
Yeah. Really, like good blazing row.
Like a loud row?
Ah, yeah. Yeah, that was kind of our family tradition.
An animated row?
Yeah. Like kind of fun. Like you'd make up after, but there was always some kind of blazing row. Les big for traditions.
Okay. Italian.
Yeah, and making new ones. But I stole one from my business partner, B. Hi, B. So she told me she does something lovely at Christmas with her kids.
Okay.
So every year at Christmas, her and her girls would have a little box, right? But each year they would buy a new decoration for the tree.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Tree, and they'd put it back in their little box. They'd all have their own little box of decorations.
Cute.
And when they got older, she was like, there's your box. That's your box now. So you can decorate your own tree.
So who gets the box?
Happy Christmas, everyone.
Do they all have their own box?
They all have their own box.
Oh, very good.
They all have their individual boxes. Every year they would add something new. Now it might be something they made. It might be something they bought or were given. Oh. And that would be their... Oh yeah, the we're not going to talk about the handmade.
The tree?
I'm not going to talk about it. That's why I have two trees. I've one that I decorate.
Sorry, you've two trees.
Two trees in the house. One in the kitchen, one in the sitting room. Sitting room, my tree. All colour coordinated, nice white lights. Kitchen, coloured lights, handmade decorations.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's clever.
Thank you.
That's very clever.
That's my tradition.
There you go, Jen. You see, you do have a tradition.
And we have another one. Well, we've two kind of weird ones. I don't know if these are traditions, but it's kind of weird family, a family specific thing we do.
That's Zamperetti's. A tradition. That's a tradition.
So when Enzo was small, he had a bit of a speech delay, as mm-hmm. you know. And when he was about two, he used to call juice do because you couldn't say juice. You couldn't say juice. So mm-hmm. he'd always go up to me or Leo and be like, do. He'd be wanting his juice.
Aww.
So we go, Enzo, juice. And he go, do. We go, Enzo, do. So then he became Enzo, do. And then I became Mommy, do. And then we've Daddy, do. We've Florence, do. And if you're get into the Zamperelli circle, we've Frankie, do, which is a friend. So he calls people do's. So he's like, he's a do. He's part of the part of the crew.
Very cute.
So we have Aaron, do. We Phil, do. We've all the do's around us. Do you
I like
mean?
That. That's
you're Lottie do. And then you have Wolf do then. See?
Wolf dude.
Wolf do. So cute.
Do, not dude.
Do.
D-O.
Yeah. Oh no, it's so weird. Another thing.
It's not weird. It's cute.
Here's another one. So Lau does this thing, which is really kind of annoying.
Okay.
He tries to frighten you. And now the kids do it, and now I do it, and now we all do to each other. We try and frighten each other.
Don't like it. Don't like it.
Nothing scary, but with a song lyric. So it's, what's love got to do? So that's what we do. So somebody's like, you're cooking in the kitchen, you're chopping something, and Enzo will come up behind me and go, what's love got to do? Got to
how
do
did
it.
You, how did that start?
Lau.
Okay.
Yeah, there's a lot of singing on this. I feel...
Yeah,
I'm singing
we're going to turn
an awful
people off.
Lot
I apologize to all
pod.
Our listeners for.
Yeah, I'm
Jen.
Really sorry.
Yeah, I think tradition is important.
Do you?
I think it's very important as a way of reminiscing on old times. You know, like I love like at Christmas or Easter or Halloween or these times where in my home growing up we had really fun traditions that were done every year, specific things, and that I grow up going, oh my God, I get to do this with my kids now. That excites me. I love that idea.
What do you remember in particular?
Oh.
Well, Christmas was huge in your house.
Christmas
wasn't it?
Was huge in my house. Parties were huge in my house. Halloween was a big party do. I remember... Easter is a big one.
Is it?
Easter was a big one because in my house we were really lucky. I don't know, it must have been at the beginning of the Easter Bunny's night because the Easter Bunny had a lot of energy and would leave clues to the Easter eggs all over the road we lived on. And I don't know if the Easter Bunny had had a few lemonades most years, but we could end up in all kinds of places and there would be some strange gifts left with the eggs or things that you just knew the Easter Bunny must have found hilarious last night but weren't so funny the next
morning.
I love
that. The Easter Bunny made his way, or her way, we don't know, to Clontarf, but never made it to Baldoyle.
What do you mean?
There was no Eden at the Easter Bunny. I don't know. You know, maybe it was a bit of a rougher area. You know, from there, maybe it's like, I'm not going to Baldoyle, but never. Or maybe he was in Baldoyle, but just never came to my house.
You didn't get Easter eggs?
I got Easter eggs, but they were, the Easter Bunny didn't make an appearance. Funny enough, he comes to my children.
Okay. Are you having a dig at the Easter Bunny?
I'm having a dig at my parents who maybe locked the door so well that the Easter Bunny wasn't allowed in.
Okay.
And locked all the windows so we couldn't even get in the windows. Or they stuffed the chimneys.
I can see
so
what your family rows were like now. It's becoming clear.
But well, we got eggs.
Do you know what the biggest family row would be in my home? Christmas.
Clothes.
No, Christmas. The lights on the tree. The lights on the tree every year. When they came out from the attic and my dad was in charge of the lights and he'd sit down and start to try to detangle the lights. And you know, God forbid a bulb was gone in one of the lights. And you know, the whole set would be messed up then. It would all be completely fucked. And if you went near him when he was detangling the lights, his bottom lip would come so far out. He'd have this puss on. He'd go, get away from me! You're a fool! Maura, get away from me! You're a fool!
And that is so cruel, but I find that really funny. Because I get it. Lao is the same.
It's just and too much tension.
There's too much tension. There's too many children
Always
around.
Always a fight when you're decorating the Christmas tree. Always.
And now there's a dog in the mix in my house, which is going to be great fun.
Dog's going to do its business on the tree. You do know that?
No.
Do you have a real tree?
Yeah.
Yes, he will, Jen. He's going to smell stuff on that tree and he is going to pee and poop on that tree. Can't believe you didn't know this.
I'm shook.
I used to always have a real tree until I got a dog. And okay. I said, this can't happen again.
I might have to bring down the plastic tree.
Yeah, take down the plastic tree.
I'll take down the plastic tree.
Unless anybody has a tip on stopping their pets peeing on the trees, get into our link tree and tell us what the tips are.
Get into it. I like that.
Thank you.
Click on our link tree. Get into our link tree.
Jen, I want you to tell me about sleepovers because this is a question that you have.
When, Lottie, when do you allow them on sleepovers? Is it ever a good idea? Is it just a load of nonsense? Because any sleepovers my kids have been on, they come back, bag of cats, narky for the day, they've been up all night, and it's just not worth it. And I have friends and family, like, oh, they can come over and they can sleep over. And I'm like, it's not worth it. And am I okay to say that, or do people get offended? I don't know. I think some
people... Why would people get offended?
They're like, oh, do you not trust me with your child to sleep in my house? And I'm like, well, not really, because I don't know when they're going to bed or what's going to happen.
What have they eaten?
Not that I'm regimented that way, but I think five is a bit young. Five is young.
Five?
Well, Enzo did have a sleepover in his auntie's house and that was fine and he really wanted to. I was dropping him off and I thought, for sure, he's going to back out. He's going to want to sleep with me. There's no way he's going to stay here. And I went up to his room. He was getting into bed. That's how late it was. And I was like, okay, I'm going to go now. And he's like, yeah, go. Go, leave me. And he was ready. He was ready. Now, he was in a really safe space. He was in his auntie's house and his cousin was there, Frankie Doo, and it was fine. But Florence, on the other hand, has never wanted to. But I know she's going to get to a stage now where her friends are having sleepovers. They're all having sleepovers and they're staying up late and they're robbing food from the kitchen. They're doing all this kind of stuff. And I'm just really
Why don't
not
you let
comfortable.
Let her host the first one, maybe.
Are you fucking insane?
Well, you always have people in your house.
I don't want a load of, yeah, but they're my friends. I don't want a load of her friends in my house. That's a lot of work.
Well, see, I can't give you too much advice on this one because A, Wolf is a toddler.
Yeah.
And B, I never had a successful sleepover. I could never see the night through. I got so homesick. Even if I stayed the night in my cousin's house, I could wake up at 2 a.m. and I'd be upstairs poking my auntie going, can you ring my mom and dad to come and get me? I want to go home. And they'd do everything to put you back to bed and I'd just be in bits wanting to go home.
But that is so true. When I think back to sleepovers I've had, I don't think they were ever really, okay, they were a bit of crack for maybe 2 hours. But then I probably would have loved going home to my own bed and sleep. Because I don't have any really fond memories. I do remember someone having a sleepover in my house and she got scared and we had to bring her home at 2 o'clock in the morning, all that kind of stuff. So I don't think, unless it's with a family member, like, is it just a load of unnecessary stress?
It's also a huge responsibility.
Yeah.
Like, the people that you are handing your child over to for the night, you'd want to really trust them. I never really thought about that before, but now I'm kind of at a stage where I think, I mean, I don't know who I would trust with Wolf. I mean, obviously he's not old enough and it's different when they can fend for themselves a little bit, but I still think I would be very, Jesus, okay, who are they? Do we trust them?
But is that our mistake? Because I have a friend and her son is always having sleepovers. Oh, he's going to sleep over at Nana's. He's going to sleep over. And he's very relaxed and comfortable, and because he's done it from an early age. But because, like, with Florence, has never had a sleepover, is she going to be absolutely crapping herself like you were all those years ago?
Yeah. God, maybe she will. I don't know. Or maybe she'll take to it like a duck to water.
Or maybe I'll just say no. That word that I find so difficult to say.
I don't think say no on this one. I think let her do it. I will say,
let her do it.
Yeah.
Do you think so?
Oh, you have to let her do it. Let her get it out of her system.
I won't sleep a wink.
Yeah, but that's going to happen. That's going to happen, Jen. Because she's going to get older. She's going to go out to Coppers and she's going to be out all night long.
Is that place still going to be going? Probably.
I would say so.
Probably.
I would say so. I one time went to a sleepover, right, where the girl and I were up, you know, it's like, oh, you're told to go to bed and you never go to bed. You stay up really late or whatever. Next thing, the parents had been having a few drinks. There was an almighty row, like a big screaming match. And I absolutely planked myself. Now, I remember quite distinctly the poor girl was trying to pretend nothing was going on downstairs.
She must have been so embarrassed.
I'd say she definitely was. And she didn't even acknowledge it, I remember, at the time, which freaked me out more because I was like, can we not all hear what's happening? I was so scared. And I text my parents saying, I want to go home. So-and-so's parents are fighting. I don't want to be here. And it was quite late. And my parents came knocking at the front door. Now, these parents must have been like, oh my God.
Yikes.
And took me out of the house.
Okay.
And then I wasn't allowed to go to sleepovers for ages. I was only allowed to stay at family houses for ages after that. And maybe that put a bit of fear in my head.
Yeah.
Possibly. But you have to trust where your child is going, I think.
I just don't see the value in them. Because I know from experience. Sorry, things are becoming very clear.
What?
Because I'm reminded of my experiences when I was having sleepovers and you're talking about yours and where they, like we said, they're good for a certain period of time, but you can always go and pick up your kid at 12 o'clock and bring him home to bed.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, let's just do that.
Yeah, I don't know.
Let's just put a stop to sleepovers because they're...
We sound like granny Grinches.
Can I talk about something that I was reminded of quite recently? Because obviously, season one, we did Pod Pals, didn't we?
We did.
And people writing into the show, we used to read them out. But thank you for getting in touch with the show. We absolutely love to hear from you guys. And we try and respond to every one of you, but we do read every single email sent. But remember when you'd have to write a letter to someone to get in touch? A letter.
So personal.
So personal. So, and I was thinking of my first pen pal. Sorry, my last pen pal. What? Sorry, my first and my last pen pal.
You only had a one pen pal.
Mm-hmm. I was one of the very few people in the 1980s. Well, you probably did. I'll rephrase that. I was one of the very few people in the 90s from Balldoyle.
Okay.
Who went abroad on holidays. My sister worked for BA and we used to get concessions. So we went to Africa.
Right.
What? Sorry. My mom and my dad and me. They left the other. I was the favorite. Remember I told you I was the favorite.
Yes.
I've often said I was the favorite. So they took me and left my brothers and sisters at home. I think they were doing their leaving cert or something. Anyway, we went to Africa, went on safari, had the most amazing experience. I still remember it to this day. Nairobi, Kenya. Phenomenal. Anyway, we bumped into a man and his daughter who was the same age as me. Lisa from Luton. Right? We became little buddies. We used to go swimming together. We used to spy on boys in the resort.
Oh.
We got our hair braided, on the beach.
Oh, did you get one of those weird colour things?
With the little beads. I had my whole hair
and
braided.
And you ended up having to cut them out.
Yeah, but I had my fringe braided. So I had little braids coming all the way down, little beads. I had
four beads
hanging down. It was really odd.
You know, Monica and Friends in that episode?
Yes.
She keeps hitting the beads off.
But I was seven.
Okay.
Okay. So she was my best friend. We were soulmates. We met in Africa. She's English. I'm Irish. We were just having the best time. Let's be pen pals.
Okay.
We were pen pals. I wrote to her. She wrote to me. I wrote to her. She never replied.
Oh,
rang her. My parents rang the dad and she didn't want to talk to me.
This is something that would happen to me.
I got ghosted.
How do you get ghosted by a pen pal?
I got ghosted by a seven-year-old.
It must have taken so long to realise you were being ghosted because you have to wait for the post. And then you're waiting to see. Like, how long did you wait before you realised?
Weeks, Lottie.
Oh, okay.
Weeks.
Okay, okay.
And I still remember that. And I was so upset. It was my first heartbreak, really. And it wasn't by a boy, it was by a girl, a friend. Maybe that's why I was so untrusting in school.
Did she give a reason why she didn't want to talk to you?
No reason. She had, I was making excuses for her. I was like, okay, well, she, you know, maybe it's too hard for her. It's too difficult for her.
To write?
No, Lottie, to be in contact with me because she misses me so much.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
So anyway, she ghosted me. I never spoke to her again. I just want to say, Lisa, if you're listening, Lisa from Luton, you're probably in your, you know, early 40s. Go fuck yourself. That's what I want to say to you. How fucking dare you?
I had.
Do that to a 7-year-old.
I had so many pen pals.
I had so many.
So I had to buy a pack of pens, and they were all different colour pens, and I'd assign a colour to the pen.
Who are you writing to?
I had Jen in Florida. She was a big one. And then.
How old?
Oh, Jen in Florida was when I was about 10, I'd say. And we went to Florida one year on a summer holiday. And I was like, Mum, Dad, I think I'm going to have to meet up with Jen because she's my best friend and we're pen pals. And it's just, that's what's going to happen.
How many letters went back and forth? Tell me.
There were countless letters back and forth. And then I invited her to come and stay with me on her family holiday.
Sorry, what? Did you?
I didn't tell my parents.
Oh my God.
So I gave her our address where we were staying. And I said, come stay, you know, you can share my bed and we're going to have the best time. And every day I'd sit outside waiting for her to turn up. And she never came.
Thank God. I'm not alone. Pen pals are a-holes.
They really are. So Jen.
If you're not going to commit.
Can I have my moment? Jen from Florida. You're probably like me in your early 20s. And if you're listening to this podcast, you can go fuck yourself.
Yes. If you're not, you need to commit. If you're going to be pen pal.
Yeah,
you know,
go fuck yourself, Jen.
Yeah. We don't need you, pen pals. We don't need you. Scarring. It's damaging to a 70.
It really is damaging.
So Florence is never allowed to have a pen pal.
But it's different. I don't think anybody has a pen. Do people still have pen pals?
I don't know. Do they?
I don't think so.
Don't. They're a-holes.
No, don't. Don't have a pen pal. Don't have a pen pal. Have like a, I don't know.
An OnlyFans account because you make some money.
Oh, Jen.
Not as a child, obviously. Do that as an adult.
Anyway, that's all we've got time for today. because we've kind of gotten a little bit violent towards the end, towards our ex-pen pals. So we'll say goodbye for now, but not before asking you to get in touch with us.
Do. We love to hear from you. You can get in touch with us through our link tree. Tell us about your sleepover experiences. Have you ever had a good one? Think about that.
Think about it. Think about it. Tell us about your family traditions. I'd like to know about that one.
And steal them.
And steal them. And steal them and implement them into my family life and pawn them off as my own.
I like it. This is Jen and Lottie Do Parenting.
Thanks for listening to Jen and Lottie Do Parenting.
We really hope you enjoyed it. And if you did, don't forget to like, subscribe, rate and review. It really helps the show if you do.
We'll have new shows in your podcast feed every Wednesday.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much. But when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.